Next, I request His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj to kindly come forward and give your divine message.
It is truly a great pleasure to see this wonderful grand opening of Sri Sri Radha Krishnachandra Temple. Because today we are witnessing what is the most satisfying of all experiences to a Vaishnava's heart, to see another devotee being blessed by the causeless mercy of the spiritual master in Krishna. Chaitanya Charitamrita explains, this is the greatest happiness a group devotee feels. When another devotee receives the mercy of the Lord and is empowered to do wonderful things to spread Krishna consciousness, this brings joy to a real Vaishnava's heart. So many wonderful Vaishnavas is assembled here today to share this wonderful joy. His Holiness Srila Jayapathak Maharaj, His Grace Sriman Madhu Pandit Prabhu, His Grace Sri Chanchalpati Prabhu, and all of the devotees here in Bangalore have performed such a wonderful service to Srila Prabhupada. And Srila Prabhupada is showering His blessings and smiling so lovingly upon them. Recently I was speaking with Madhu Pandit Prabhu and we were talking about the construction of this temple, and with great humility and simplicity he explained how this temple was built. He said every day the devotees come together and chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra 16 rounds in the temple, and then they go out and do their service. This reminded me, it was in 1972, Srila Prabhupada came to the New Vrindavan community in America, and he was asked, how should we develop this community according to your vision? And his reply was, you chant Hare Krishna. And the devotees asked for further instructions. And the only instruction he would give is you chant Hare Krishna. And one devotee asked, is that all? He said, that is all. You chant Hare Krishna. Later on, he gave so many instructions. But he wanted to establish that all the details of how we should carry out our service are all completely dependent on the spiritual potency that comes through the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. It is the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra that Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given as His gift of supreme love to the world. The potency, the empowerment that comes from Krishna is utterly dependent on how sincerely we are chanting Krishna's holy name. And the testimony of that we are all witnessing today in this beautiful temple in Bangalore. Srila Prabhupada ki! Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he also taught us how to welcome the deities into the temple. In Jagannath Puri, just before the Rath Yatra ceremony, there was the Gundicha Marjanam pastime. Lord Chaitanya brought all of his devotees together in the Gundicha temple, and he himself personally exemplified what a devotee must do to bring Krishna into the temple of his heart. The heart must be a completely clean place, and the process of cleaning is through following the four regulative principles, which prevents more dirt from coming in, and simultaneously very, very sincerely and attentively hearing the glories of the Lord and chanting the holy names of the Lord. In this way, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he cleaned the temple again and again and again, looking for finer and finer dust particles. And all the devotees were united in this wonderful pastime in helping the Lord clean the temple to prepare it to be a wonderful place for Krishna to manifest. And this is actually the whole story of the Hare Krishna movement. United, we work together in a spirit of devotion and sacrifice to clean the temple of our heart, to clean the temple of other people's hearts through living very pure lives and through wonderful congregational chanting of the holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So through the power of Srila Prabhupada's mercy and his blessings upon these great souls, Krishna has come to Bangalore in the wonderful way to induce the whole city and the whole world to chant Hare Krishna and be happy. Thank you very much.